are welcome to the Shepherd's Flock International Church, the place where we are raising a holy, healthy, and highly successful people. Stay tuned for a trying time with us in the presence of God. Today, God will meet with you at the point of your need.
Seven distinctive miracles that happened in the life of Jesus. Every of those miracles have deep meaning. I will share one today, and that's where I will end. Let me read out the seven. So those of us who want to study it at home can study it and brood on it, meditate on it. The first is the changing of water into wine. You find that in John 2, 1 to 11, Jesus has power over the quality of life. Number two, the healing of the noble's son. John 4, 46 to 54, Jesus has power over space. Number three, the healing of the impotent man, the man who had been sick for 36 years. John 5, 1 to 9, Jesus has power over times and seasons of life. Number four, the feeding of the 5,000 people, John 6, 8 to 21, Jesus has power over quantity. The walking on the water, that's number five. John 6, 16 to 21, Jesus has power over natural laws of nature. Number six, the healing of the blind man, John 9, the man born blind, John 9, 1 to 12, Jesus has power over misfortune of life. Number seven, the raising of Lazarus from the dead, the man who was dead 4 days stinking. John 11, 1 to 46, Jesus has power over death and mystery of life. Now hear this, anytime miracles happen, even in the scripture days, it always shows the inadequacy of man and the divine adequacy and sufficiency of God. Anytime miracle happens, God is helping us. He wants to explain to us in details that he is more than able. That's why we sang that song saying, God is able to do just what he says he will do. Please, because of my time, I feel like continuing worshiping him because he will do much more than what I will say. But let's look at the changing of water into wine. Open your Bibles with me to John 2, 1 to 11. I will not be able to read them, but please, follow the story. Just open your Bible. I'm looking at the story while I explain. This is the record of the very first miracle of Jesus Christ as he began his ministry on earth. This was to announce and reveal the glory of God publicly. That's why I said here, ordinary miracles happen in our closets. Ordinary miracles. The miracle of one cup of rice and the pot is full. Those are ordinary miracles. Many of us have enjoyed it. There's no food in the house. And that's the last food. And you pour it into the cup and you say it swell up. It's a lie. It's the miracle that God gave you. Those ones are miracles for your closets, ordinary miracles. But when God wants to give you an extraordinary miracle, he brings you to the public. John 2, 1 to 11. This miracle signifies the replacement of the old religion. The old religion then was Judaism. But yeah, he was bringing a new religion called Christianity. You find that in Mark 2, 19 to 22. Read that scripture there, you get it what I'm talking about. Jesus was trying to institute a new religion. The old religion of Judaism, of just sacrificing and sacrificing for your sins. But now he has come to sacrifice once and for all. If you agree with me, Jesus converted what? Water into what? Many of us are students. Water. What are the properties of water? Water is colorless. Water is odorless, water is tasteless, and what else? It has a pH of neutral. That describes the lives of many of us. Tasteless, odorless, nothing to attract people, nothing to influence others, nothing to show. But when Jesus steps in, it converts your water. How many of us have tasted wine? If you go to some big restaurants and you say they should serve you that most costly wine, they will first of all look at you. What car did you bring? When you say you order for and you call the name of the wine, they are calling wine and they are looking at you. Will this man not steal this wine? Can this man pay for this wine? Because the taste is unique. The taste is extraordinary. The odor is inviting, where the life of a man becomes an inviting life. Everybody is asking, what can I do for you? What can I use to bless you? What do you need? In this week as you go, if your amen can connect and your faith can connect to it, that will be the question they will be asking you. The question people, kings and queens of this earth, people of substance will be coming to ask, what can I do for you? What will you have me? What will you have me give you as your December Christmas gifts? That is the question they will be asking you. Water is tasteless. No odor. Nothing. Yes, it's useful. No doubt about that. But if your water turns to wine, you just need to take... You'll be sipping it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You go to a nice party. You are, oh God. You don't want a glass of wine to finish. That is somebody's testimony changing. I was thinking on this, and the Holy Spirit was opening my eyes to it. He said, look at it. That was the first testimony. That was the first miracle that Jesus did. The Bible makes reference, this is the first. That means he must have been doing some small ones in the house. That the mother have been wondering, let this boy just do one of those things he used to do in the house. Maybe there was a day there was no food in the house. And he just says, okay, let's bless this pot. Hey! And the pot filled with assorted rice and chicken and everything. This made me remember the story. It has happened in my family before. We had nothing. Then I was still young. My daddy was not working. My mom was a teacher then, but they were on strike. We were praying for God to give us 50 naira for my mom to use 20 naira to go and buy okra and remain 30 naira to buy garri so all six of us can eat. So we fasted that day just to get 50 naira. And when God was going to embarrass us, he said, my daddy prayed that prayer. He said, for the sake of these young ones, so that their faith can increase. Lord, give us 50 naira. You are asking for 50 naira. May God give you more than what you deserve. And a friend of my mom came in. What's going on here? All of you are just quiet, sitting down, no TV, nothing. What is going on here? Say, okay, because you are on strike, are you even eating at all? And he said to my mom, follow me. It's my mom, they said, follow me. Me, small boy, I followed. We went into the market. Because I followed, I will walk with them. I carried backo bag in my head of food back home. Thank God I followed. Because my mom only will not be able to carry it. There is a net-breaking miracle coming to somebody's home. You know, when God says, I am here to bless you with extraordinary miracle, you know that, if you cast your net, you just catch the normal fishes. But now, the kind of fish you want to catch, when you say cast your net now for extraordinary miracle, your net will break. I say somebody's net will break. So shall it be. So wine in the Jewish tradition gives life and strength. So that's why I'm saying that the changing of water to wine, while I was studying it, look at it. In the Jewish tradition, if you are doing any ceremony and you don't bring wine, they believe that that ceremony does not have life. Even among the boys, folk, the men, you are doing Owambe, and they will ask you how many Maya go there. That's the way they will say it. And I told them, when I want to do my naming ceremony, I say, don't bother. But there is no Maya, it's water. But somebody's party will change from water to wine. Yeah. You will no more serve water. You'll be serving wine. Yeah. To your visitors. Yeah. You know, visitors walk in and you're like, hey, what wine will you, what brand do you need, sir? You're still checking it. Somebody's still checking it. Can it happen? You're still checking it. Hey, don't worry, keep checking. I checked like you. I kept checking. I even tried to help to see, okay, what can I do to make it happen? But when God did it, even my checking was useless. That is somebody's testimony. And when the wine is served, your heart is glad. No matter how angry or bitter you are, when you take wine, you will be very happy. That's why Ecclesiastes 10:19 says, a feast is made for laughter. But here it is. And wine makes life merry. But money is the answer for everything. That's the same scripture that says so. Now everybody is not saying money answers all things. Money answers. Excuse me, look at the one, the way he started it. A feast is made for laughter. And wine makes merry. But money is the answer for everything. You as a man, no inherent strength to save yourself. You can't save yourself. Life will continue to remain tasteless, odorless. No impact, nothing to show that you're on this earth. Because it will just be the normal. Have you eaten? You are expecting. You can't save yourself. That's why he came. He said, I am come that you may have life. Not just anyhow life, but much more abundantly. More abundantly. Jesus presents to you the wine of grace today. And that wine is costlier than any wine in any hotel in this world. The wine of grace. Why not you take that decision and say, look, I cannot continue drinking water and my life remains odorless, tasteless, of no use. Come and drink. For there is still room available before it becomes too late. It becomes too late when you close your eyes in death. Because the fact that you still draw life right now, there is still hope. And that's why I bring you the hope. Jesus is ready to serve you the wine of grace. The wine of what? This testimony, this miracle I just shared with you is a miracle of transformation. No wonder the first lesson we learned in TSA is what? Personal transformation. That is why only Jesus, you know, they keep saying change. What is better is transformation. Maybe some people have been complaining about what you have been doing, and you try to change, the highest you can try to sustain that change and pretend as if you have changed is 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, you will go back to your old self. But if Jesus steps into your life and make you son and daughter of him and transform your life, You can't go back to water again. You are wine forever. Because you are now wine of what? Of grace. Jesus is willing to reveal himself to us as he did at the wedding, at the wedding ceremony. Jesus is willing to save us from the embarrassment of yesteryears, as he did also at the ceremony. Because look at it. If the wine had finished, like from that story in Genesis 2, 1 to 11, if the wine had finished, it would have been a very big embarrassment to a new couple who was just starting a new life. People will not forget them. Laye, laye in that ceremony. People who attended that ceremony say, that party that we went to, that we did not eat. We know them. Their wedding. I was there. We did not eat. We did not drink. We got there ourselves. They told us it has finished. That would have been the embarrassment if Jesus was not there with them. If they were not wise enough to invite Jesus to that ceremony. Jesus is willing to save us from the scorning and the jests for years to come. Because for years, they will forget. Maybe people are already jesting of you from yesterday. Why not you just invite Jesus to the scene of your life? He adds quality to life. Because the miracle of converting of water to wine was the miracle of quality. It's to tell you that God has power over the quality of life. Jesus is willing to share his ever excellent quality of life with you, making your daily social interactions a feast of unending laughter. You see, when you receive Jesus newly, joy just bubbles inside you. It's as if you have just won a jackpot. I can't forget that experience. I know where it happened to me. I always remember that story. It was in a retreat, a deeper life retreat, as a child. It was a children's retreat. After I gave my life to Christ, after W.F. Kumi preached on that day, and I gave my life to Christ, it was as if I wanted to tell everybody. The next day, it was a midnight prayer. It was a midnight Christmas stroke New Year, stroke Boxing Day, 25th stroke 25th. It was a night. It was the last message before we will sleep. That 25th. So to me, I count it as 25 to 26. Because I was thinking by the next day, we'll wake up in heaven. That was the bubbling. That was the kind of joy. If only you can invite Jesus, that quality of life too is still possible. You see me jumping this morning. You see me jubilating. That is the least you can receive if you come in contact with Jesus. That is the least you can receive. No religion, no historian have been able to disprove that Jesus is a miracle worker. Even after many days, after leaving earth. But the greatest miracle that can happen to you is if Jesus transforms your life. If Jesus transforms your life. If Jesus transforms your life. I had been at the point in my life that I needed to take my life. I told myself that there was no point living on this earth. I remembered days when I had to lie down and be looking at the sky, hoping that somebody will knock my door and say, "Have you eaten? What will you eat?" And that day, I tuned in to 90.9 Top Radio, and they were singing Nathaniel Bassey. And I walked out, and I met somebody who said, "Can you do this for me, and I will pay you? I'm only looking for food to eat, and the person wants to pay me." Even at the end of the day, when I wanted to even accept to the payment, somebody walked up to me and said, "Don't settle for less. You are more than this." And all of a sudden, I woke up to myself. and I moved out of where I was. And today, the rest is history. He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. I read the scripture, and as I end, John 1, 12 to 13. He came to that which belonged to him, to his own, his domain, creation, things, world, and they who were his own did not receive him and did not welcome him. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, he gave the power, he gave the privilege, he gave the rights to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, are there to trust in and rely on his name, who owe their birth neither to blood nor to the will of the flesh, that of physical impulse nor to the will of man, that of a natural father, but to God. They are born of God. I'd like us to just close our eyes there and sincerely ask yourself. You may be talking the talk like a Christian. You may be walking the walk like a Christian. But if you look at your life is just like water. The tasteless, odorless, neutral life. It is time for you to be converted to wine. Why don't you just make a decision to say, Jesus, come into my life afresh, anew. Come and convert the water of my life to wine. If you are saying that prayer, just put your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I have come this day. I am a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. That my life may receive anew. That my life may be converted from water to wine. Do this, Lord Jesus. Thank you. I believe you have done it. I believe you are the Son of God. And I receive you this day. Take charge of my life. I say bye-bye to sin. And I come to the marvelous light that is in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. If you pray that prayer, I want to pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. For as many as those who have prayed that prayer and who will be listening and want to take the prayer, I ask that your light will flood their hearts. You will reveal yourself to them anew. As they have believed you and have accepted you as their Lord and personal Savior today, let their lives be converted from water to wine in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The rest of us, let's rise to our feet as we begin to pray now. Let it be evident that you are in me. Let it be evident that you are in me. Because the scripture says, and God did unusual testimonies, unusual miracles, extraordinary miracles by the hand of Paul. It was because God was inside
you. Again, next time, keep shining the light of Christ, and God will encounter you on a daily basis. Bye for now.